You're listening to Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, and I'm very pleased to say now we've got the Census 2021 Engagement Manager for the Isle of Wight, Ursula Dowd. Hello, Ursula, how are you?
Hi, Ian. It's lovely to be here. Thank you for inviting me. It's a real pleasure.
You've got, I mean, it's a pleasure this end as well, but you've got a really, really big job because Census 2021... This is massive. So where do you want to start? What is census?
Well, census is actually a survey that happens every 10 years. And for some of us in more senior, it seems to have come around just a little too fast. This year, it's actually taking place across England and Wales. And it's actually going to take place on the 21st of March. Lo and behold, this weekend. So basically what happens is, the idea is to take a snapshot of what's happening in the community. It's not that personal. It's where looking at things like, you know, for instance, are young single mums? Is there been a growth in that area? So they're going to need support in 5 or 6 years from here. Or how about the population? Is it aging? Is it moving? So that basically then we have the council or local authority can then take that data and plan for the future, whether it's medical, whether it's schools, or what I find is really more important, which is why it's so important for us all to take part in this, is charities and volunteer organizations. They use census data so that they can apply for funding from all the different areas. That's what keeps them going. That's what supports the island. That's why it's so important for us.
Okay, I mean, we've got to get a wriggle on then because it's, you know, just a couple of days away, 21st of March. There's so much to do. How do we do it? Where do we go to, you know, sign forms? And how long does it take?
Okay, so hopefully most people will have had their letter arrive through their door. And that's got a 16-digit code on it. It's very simple. If you've got the internet or computer, and we'll come to the others in a minute, you can go to census.gov.uk and right in the front there it says start. Press the start button, you put in that access code, it will come up with your address, and then literally one step save. Most people, it takes 10 minutes. 10 minutes per person within the household, and it's done. No long-winded bits of paper. But we also recognise on the island we have a significant senior population and various different physical and mental disabilities. So we have a call centre, which is on 0800 141 2021, where you can ask for a paper copy, you can have a large print copy, you can have a braille version sent to you, which can then be sent back for processing. So we've tried to cover all the angles. And so, but I recommend if you're calling the call center that you probably leave it till after 5 p.m. It is a bit quieter. The call center is taking on average about 250,000 calls every single day with different queries.
So will it be open? Over the weekend? Because obviously, you know, here we are just a couple of days away. You know, Saturday and Sunday looking like massive key days. Yes. We'll be able to phone that number on, say, Sunday and be able to get through.
Absolutely. But also we have another local backup and that's being run. They're the Census Support Centre for the island and they are basically People Matter, who are based in Newport. And their direct telephone number is 01983-241-494. And they are open every day, right the way through the whole of the weekend as well. You can ring them. They can talk you through the form, complete the form for you if necessary. You can book an appointment and you, because of special criteria, COVID safe, you can actually have a face-to-face with them. So if you have any disabilities, whether it's from hearing loss or blind, partially sighted, they will help you. They will help you to the next step. And I highly recommend calling. They're a great bunch of people.
Okay. I mean, I'm quite panicking now because I'm thinking, well, hurry up because I want to get on with it. So it's going to take me about 10 minutes.
You haven't done your...
Not yet, no.
Oh, no. Yes. And actually, it's funny because one of the things is, I say, a popular, you know, kind of like a misconception is you, if you've had the leaflet arrived, go ahead, do it now. Go online, do it now. You do not have to wait till Sunday if you know that you're going to be living in the same place. The only people that we have to capture on Sunday are those that are, say, more transient.
What sort of questions you got to answer? I mean, you know, the one thing that I want to get across is this is done to help sort out the future. And, you know, those questions might seem a little bit intrusive. They might do. But it's there to help. It's not there to trip up anybody or put anybody in a bad light. It's there to put things in place so we can cater for the right things in the future. I'm guessing that's what it is.
You're absolutely 100%. And just so there's two things. Data security is one of the big questions that we get asked. The census is run by the Office for National Statistics. That's who I work for directly. And they are not a government body. They are independent. They run multiple different types of stats every single year, very trusted. Now, when that data goes in, no government body, no police body, no immigration body can access this data. It is 100% within the ONS. And people say, well, that's not possible. Yes, it is. Because otherwise the census can't take place. So the data is 100% safe. Within 12 months, the whole of the personal data gets divided from the main data. And when I say main data, that's like how many people live in this house or what age are people. The personal data, i.e. the names, get removed and they go into safe for 100 years. So the likelihood of you being around in 100 years is pretty small. And in fact, this year, we're getting the next release later this year. So 100 years of data will get released. And that is what goes into ancestry.com so that your relatives can then find you in the future.
Okay. So it's really, really important that we get involved in this. What happens if Sunday comes and goes and you haven't done it? Can you then take part afterwards or have you missed your opportunity?
No, you can take part because we understand, you know, all sorts of things could happen on Sunday and we're all very busy people. So you can go next week, go online next week, just do it. What happens otherwise is a week later, letters will start arriving as reminders once a week. And that will go on for 4 weeks. In addition, there is going to be field officers who will be knocking on the door. But please, this is about supporting you. So their role is to find out why a particular house has not responded. It could be that it's empty. It could be, as we do on the island, as a second homer. Or three, the person doesn't understand or hasn't had their form. So they're there to help. That's their primary role. They will have full PPE. They will stand back from the door. They will absolutely not enter the building, as has happened in the past. Their whole role is a support role, not dropping off forms. That's it. There's also, the first time ever, there's a question for ex-serving members of the armed forces. So right now, none of the armed services know where their people are, and it's causing a real problem. So this year, because of the Army Covenant, there has a question that says, have you served in the armed forces, either as full or as reserve? Yes or no. So that will give an indication of how many ex-serving military personnel there are across the country. So it's really important for them too.
you know what? I'm thinking that, you know, I don't know how often is this done? Once every 10 years?
Yep. Yes.
So 10 years ago would have been far easier than the current time. So I don't envy the job that you've got and your team as well, because obviously, you know, the message is simple. Make it easy for us, because there is a pandemic on. There is COVID-19 around. So if we all do those things that we're supposed to do, sign up online or send the forms back that's been sent to you, because the next stage is difficult, because you've got to come out from behind your desk and you've got to be in a situation where, hang on a minute, there's a pandemic on. So, I mean, I don't envy you at all.
Well, I'm actually quite lucky, because my particular role was to look for all the groups that are going to be find it more difficult. And so I've been working with all the volunteer charity organisations across the island. And in addition, we then made the decision, we've been training all the volunteers so that if they're on befriending services, so Sight for White, working with Lisa, so all their volunteers have been direct phoning all those that are on their register, Action for Hearing Loss the same, Learning Difficulties Partnership. We're doing everything we can to make it as easy as possible for everybody. The feedback I'm getting is those that can go online are going, it's the most easy they've ever come across, because you don't have pages and pages, and you don't have someone having to drop it off and then pick it up. It's all up to you. And it automatically is like an immediate. The moment you've actually posted it online, that's it. It's accounted. The system is set up. So the field officer knows now he doesn't need to go to that house. It's amazing. So
hey, look, I want to level with you. I told a fib earlier. I have done it. And
I love you.
I have done it, really. And you're absolutely right. It took my wife and I, it took us 10 minutes to do both of us. That's it, job done. The only thing that I was stuck on is when the question was asked about exam results. And I thought, I can't even remember, you know, when I took them, let alone what they were. So, I mean, it's quite. Why would you ask about exam results?
It's basically looking to see how the population in general, whether education levels are going up or whether they're going down. You know, so in which case, is there enough supply to make sure that people can progress further? So it's a very complex one, but it gives, again, it's the generalizations. It's not about the person per se. It's trying to get a snapshot of where we're at. You know, how do we compete with other countries? Do we need to be doing more?
That is a really, really good answer, because that was the only query that I really had. And you think that just makes perfect sense. And just coming back to the points we made earlier, this is being done to help our future. So, you know, as much information as possible so that the future can be, you know, identified, changed if necessary, and so on. And I just think that's a brilliant thing. So I would urge anyone listening to this now, and if you're of a certain age and you've got to do the census, I think everyone's got to do it, go and do it, because it's not going to hurt you. It's actually going to make your future and your children's future better.
That's exactly, you've just about summed it up in its entirety. We are what our children can be, and that is the key. You know, if we don't do this, they will suffer in the future. And so for me, exactly the same as you, I got involved with this because I want to make a difference. I want the island to have everything that it needs. And just on one final one, there is a couple of additional questions on the questionnaire. They are voluntary, and that is to do with the LGBT community, because we understand it's a very large community, and we really, really encourage them to have their voice. They don't have to, but it's their opportunity to have their voice, so in the future they can have the community support that they need.
Absolutely right. Hey, look, it's a pleasure to talk to you, and I'm hoping at some point that maybe you'd be able to come into the studio and tell us, you know, further down the line how it's all gone.
Oh, absolutely. I'd love to. We'll be updating you every 2 or 3 weeks. Yes, we're on target. No, we're not. Yes, we are. No, we're not.
Great to talk to you, Ursula. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I love being here, as always.